Are there any trials out there right now that are maturing that you're looking forward to seeing results from?
In the scientific community?
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, I'm very much interested in the premenopausal receptor positive patients. This text, Pecky and Soft trials are, in my mind, very important. Of course, our trial 12 is also very important, and the whole Herceptin trials. We are participating in the HERA trial. HERA trial is closed, and we have, I don't know, 5,400 or something, 4,800 or so patients. And results will probably be ready because of a high number of recurrences end of next year or something like that.
Can you go through the design of the HERA study?
The design of the HERA study was any chemotherapy, but not CMF. So certain chemotherapies, but not pre-specified. And then either all the patients had a central HER2 determination in Kassel. And then the one group is a three-arm trial. One group did not receive Herceptin. One group did receive for 1 year, three weekly, and the other group for 2 years, three weekly. So two answers. Two questions, two answers. Is Herceptin beneficial for those patients, overexpressing, and is 1 or 2 years better, when it is better? And we were really eager to participate and had a high accrual per capita from all countries in the world.
What were your thoughts about the data that Aman Bazdar presented at ASCO looking at neoadjuvant Herceptin?
Excellent. 60% complete pathological response. I mean, it was a small patient group. We did that also outside a clinical trial. We didn't have 60%. Anyway, we didn't use his chemotherapy combination. This is obviously a very clever one. And he had to stop the trial because it met the stopping boundary. It was a very interesting and a very good trial.
When you say that you did it also, what was the regimen that you utilized?
We used our chemotherapy trial, epirubicin, Taxotere, plus Herceptin.
Simultaneously?
Mm-hmm.
And what did you see in terms of response rate?
Well, I think we had 10 patients. We didn't have 60%. And these were, of course, patients with very large tumors. And this is nothing today. I'm not criticizing his results. We had only, in a couple of patients, made our experience also for toxicity matters to get some insight and some connection to how to treat those patients, how this treatment works in terms of toxicity. 60% complete pathological response is huge, and it was 26 patients, I recall.
It was 42 or something like that total.